This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network. The Specialty Produce app is the world's number one handheld resource on produce. The app features photographs, recipes, geography and history, taste and culinary applications on over 1,900 produce items. From apples to zapote, we've got your produce questions answered. Our app is available for both iPhone and Android. Download our app for free today.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Center for Conscious Kids, our Facebook Live edition this week, this Thursday. I'd like to welcome and introduce a real wonderful friend and colleague. He is just amazing in his leadership skills, in his coaching, and his ability to share himself authentically with the world. Welcome, Jay Mathias. How are you, Mathias?
Greetings. I'm doing great, Ashley. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. We are so excited. Well, tell us a little bit about your work. Where did all of this come from?
That's a great question. Well, first, I think that I'd like to set a context in terms of giving as much value to those watching in the context of conscious kids. Is you know, my background is, you know, since as a kid, I was born in 1977, and apparently and now in what they call the gap, or the generation between generation, and I was homeschooled to the state, and that gave me an interesting perspective. And then I went to seven different schools in 12th grade and 18th and, you know, in 12th grade, sixth grade and 12th grade. Seven different schools.
Wow.
And yeah. So I've always been a really curious kid. And even though I started programming when I was 12 on a, you know, black and white computer, you know, part of my growing up, it's just to say, it's been a fascinating experience to see technology grow and expand and blossom as it has. So since that time, I've had about 10 years experience in web technology. I've majored in Spanish at the University of Montana. I worked for 4 years at Yale University. I received and have trained and worked with the Akashic Records in the context of intuition and soul growth. And then most recently, in the past 7 years, have been... I've received and shared I've been sharing and continue to share a message of leading with confident vulnerability.
I love it. And speaking of media, I didn't announce it, but you're actually talking to us live from Casablanca, Morocco. So it is so wonderful that we can combine our conversation and our meaning and our message to the world from two halfway across the world perspectives, from San Diego and from Morocco. So thank you for being here today. And thank you for telling us that history. That's just a beautiful history. So now with your teaching of confident vulnerability, what does that mean to people? How would they perceive that? How would they understand what that means?
So that's a great question. So may I tell you a bit more about my story in that regard?
Please, that'd be great.
Okay. So it was, I'd worked for about 4 years at Yale University, And, you know, this was at the end of 2011, where I was clear that I needed a change, I needed a shift. And I asked myself, well, really, what do I truly need to be a happy human? And so then I moved to an island off the Pacific coast of the Seattle, Vashon, and I slept in a tent for a year to find out the answer.
Wow. What answer did you find?
Well, great question. So one of the things that came through when I asked, well, what do I truly need to have human? And the next question was, well, what does a tree need? And through, you know, just contemplation and working on the land, a distinction or definition that came to me was, a true need is simply that which is required for an abundant life, and that which is required for your soul's greatest unfoldment. Or another way to put that is that which is required to understand and to use your full potential.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So what does that look like for you? What is your full potential? What are you doing now?
Well, that's a good question. That's unfolding day by day.
I bet it is.
What that looks like. Right? So what that has looked like over the past 15 months, most recently, is I've been living here in Casablanca, Morocco, and had the opportunity to support the entrepreneurial ecosystem and young entrepreneurs here in Morocco and also in other parts of Africa, including Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, Senegal. So visited Tunisia and supported organizations a lot in the financial technology, Ethiopia, WAFA, CIH Bank, and others. To be able to help them stimulate innovation.
Wow. That's fantastic. So as part of that trek, as part of that unfolding, you've been teaching or coaching confident vulnerability. What does that mean to a person, being confident and vulnerable at the same time?
Well, to me, confident vulnerability in this for the first time, they might think, oh, that's kind of a paradox, right?
For sure.
And we could certainly see instances and examples of many different types of people and leaders in the world who are doing something other than leading with confident vulnerability.
That's for sure.
And to me, right? So, and to me, essentially, if I was to boil it down, meeting with confident vulnerability is essentially fully trusting in yourself and the universe to support you and to have the support that you need to bring your vision into the world.
Yes. That is beautiful. And so do you teach that on several levels of construct? How does that work?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So yes, over the past year, I have shared in many different places, organizations and universities businesses here in Morocco and all across Africa. This past year, or this year so far, I did over 30 events where I was either speaking and or mentoring, and then also offering an opportunity for training and being able to go deeper into the work and the context of leading with with confident vulnerability and how it's possible to lead your own life and those around you in a way that has increased grace and flow. And I think I'll be sharing a little bit about how it can be possible to do that a little bit toward the end of the program.
Oh, fantastic. I look forward to it. So what else would you like to share with everyone on Center for Conscious Kids? What interests you in supporting some of the kids and the parents about how they can support their children with confident vulnerability?
So one of the things also to kind of go back to the island in 2012 is... I'd be happy to share the distinction of a true leader. And how that came about is once I received this distinction of a true need, then I thought, okay, well, this has to do with leadership somehow.
Yes.
And I considered, what connects the great leaders, across time and space and culture? Leaders like Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, or even modern day business leaders like Oprah Winfrey or Elon Musk. But more importantly, what is the thing each of us do to embody that sense of leadership for ourselves? So then the distinction of the true leader, which actually I had the opportunity to share in a workshop community gathering on Whidbey Island. This was in the spring of 2013. And there was a Army commander that was a former retired Army commander that was present. His name is Gregory Stone. And he liked what I had to say, and we got on well. However, I did not expect him at the end of the conference when there was, questions, people standing up and kind of sharing what they got out of the weekend, for him to stand up and say that I would put Matthias's definition of a true leader on page one of the Army manual.
Wow. I love it. In the military as well. That's fabulous.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that was one of the things that was really heartening, for me to hear, specifically because, on a surface level, we came from very different perspectives, different backgrounds. And, him from a military background and myself from a, technical kind of spiritual background. And I think one of the common denominators is you could say servant leader. That's a term that is, that has been said and shared. It's really looking at people not to be bossed at or kind of commanded,
right,
and or intimidated through fear or threats or coercion or but rather to be able to have to really inspire,
right,
inspire loyalty, and really lead by example,
and trust,
and to be able to bring people together to a common goal. Yes, it's amazing how that is actually an incredible foundation, and in fact, essential foundation. From everything from leadership to economy.
It is. It's really hard to trust when you're suppressed, right?
Yeah.
So we want to bring out, we want to let go of that suppression and bring up that sense of empowerment. And we can still keep structure and hierarchy as well, but it doesn't need to be under the guises of suppression. That's beautiful.
I totally agree.
That's beautiful.
So would you like to hear?
Absolutely. Please share.
Okay, so initially, a true leader, what came through for me is someone who stands in their authenticity. And another way you could say that is someone who stands in their signature vibration.
Absolutely.
That's the first. And the second is someone who has a vision. And the third is, and someone who knows what they truly need and is able to ask and receive it first from themselves and then from others.
Absolutely. Okay, it gets ding, ding the bell. You got it. Wow, that is really, really beautiful. It's really profound and it's really true. And so how do people in different walks of life, like I think it's just, it's fascinating because I've never been to Africa. I've never even been across the Atlantic Ocean. I've only been in the Pacific this life. And, you know, I think it's just amazing that you've ventured out to Africa and really ventured out your leadership skills and your leadership vision and your leadership energy out there to promote all of the young adults and even older adults, but definitely I know you focus on them. It's so beautiful to bring up this whole new sense of economy and financial structure in the sense of vulnerable leadership, authentic leadership.
Mm.
Right? And it's gorgeous. And thank you for sharing that. Those are beautiful, beautiful ways to live. And I know you do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Step by step, day by day.
That's for sure. All of us are doing that. Now, how could, from your viewpoint, because I thought it was so neat for you to be able to come on the show for Center for Conscious Kids, and I know parents really do experience their kids more and more authentically. We're certainly moving away layers of suppression in raising children. We're moving out of junk food. We're moving out of, you know, I'll just say vaccinations. They do. They promote fear in our bodies. And fluoride and other activities of physical living. But we're working on schools to reduce suppression and increase true authenticity in school and environments and in food. We do that here, especially produce, bringing in organic food and lots of different programs. They're starting a cooking program, which is just beautiful as well. But how would you say, from your leadership standpoint and your level of expertise, what can parents take home with them today to really understand how to support their children in creating confident vulnerability? I know I made you think about that one, huh?
It's good. Well, it's also good to you know, give a little bit of time and space for the questions, and that way people can take it in and digest.
Slow in, absolutely.
So, one of the things that really comes to mind from my perspective, and I think also that's helpful, you know, for me, the vision that I have, or that came to me, and at the very beginning was, imagine a world, what would it be like if we had a world where everyone could ask for what they truly need and receive that without any shame or guilt?
Absolutely. It would be huge.
Totally be huge. And if and as each of us are able to do that, then we're able to have that natural flow of interchange of life, whether that is in an economic standpoint, whether that is in a personal relating standpoint or a romantic standpoint or a family standpoint. And there are not, and the blocks that would ordinarily stop people from doing so, whether that is based on injury or a trauma earlier life, or potentially even a past life, if you ascribe to that kind of a thing, And, you know, to really being able to just at least the first thing to just at least imagine what that would be like. Imagine what that would be, you know, for you to be able to ask and to receive what you truly need, meaning, and going back, is that which is required for an abundant life, for your abundant life, and that which is required for your soul's greatest unfoldment, or that which is required to understand and to use your full potential. And so this, I noticed this very much in my past, or, you know, my journey, and I'm actually working on a memoir that chronicles me putting these principles into practice, which I could share about in a little bit. But, you know, in brief, to say that these principles of leading with confident vulnerability, to me, in a lot of ways, are innate. That for somebody, or especially souls who come in, it's just kind of a given. It already is built in, because so there's no need to have to try and re-remember these essential qualities that already exist within us, and these essential abilities to discern and to ask for you know, for what is most fulfilling for us and what we truly need. So I think coming to a place, I think that's the very, very first thing to this, is to realize many kids, I don't know if I can say most, but many, many kids come in now are, and I would venture to say those kids who are coming in, for parents who are watching this show, they're already conscious. They already know really what they want. They might even know what they're here for. And they might have already told you, and your jaw might have dropped and say, holy crap, did they say that? Really? Whew. Wow, what planet is this kid from, right? That's another story. But I hear laughing.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
I had one child. She was really cute. She was having difficulty with gaining weight and in eating enough food. And so I talked to her about it, and I said, do you know about nutrients? And she said, no, I don't know. She's seven. She didn't know about nutrients. And I said, okay, well, what do you think about all this? And she said, well, I'm not from here. And I said, really? That's awesome. Where are you from? And she said, well, I'm from a planet far, far away where the scientists don't even know where it's at. And I said, that's awesome. So what were you before on that planet? And she goes, I was like a cell. And I said, did you eat? And she goes, no, I never ate. And I said, well, that makes sense. Huh. And so it's the first time you're here? She said, yes. I said, okay, well, how'd you get here? She said, I don't know. One day I was playing, and then I went down the chute, and I'm here. And I said, that's great. That's awesome. So let's talk about, well, you being human and being in a body, and that your body wants nutrients to grow. And those nutrients are called food. So what kind of food do you like? So we talked about that, but it was really fascinating. So many, many, many kids come in with different insights and different understandings about why they are here. What are we doing here? What are we here to help each other and support each other with? And, you know, you're here to help children and adults and everyone really experience their authentic leadership, whatever that is, right? Whether they're a leader, like you said, in a relationship or at home, leading their own lives, leading their careers, right? Or they could lead groups of people as well. And I know that's where a lot of what you focus on, but it's just fascinating to bring this concept of leadership, because everyone can be a leader or authentic to themselves to stand up to own their own power and to create what it is they desire by expressing their needs authentically. Thank you. That was beautiful.
That's very, very well put.
Yeah, so you wanted to share with us a little bit more about a subject that you had mentioned, and you wanted to talk about it. What was that?
Well, I can talk and share about the memoir that I'm in process of.
Wow.
So essentially, I did the year in the tent in 2012, received these principles that I shared, and then thought, okay, well, I have to prove that they work before I share them with the world. So what I did is I did so in a, maybe you could say, quote unquote, extreme way. I mean, it's not super extreme per se, but I put myself definitely out of my comfort zone, and I put these principles into practice rigorously. I asked for what I truly needed, and I crowdfunded my way from Seattle down to Arizona, and it was wild because as I was, through my journey, it was amazing to see, really miraculous things happen. And then I just made it across the desert from Arizona to San Diego. I gave away my last $3 on an offering plate in a full moon gathering that I was invited to and clear that I was supposed to be at, and ended up with penniless on the beach.
Wow.
So, and then the next day I wound up getting my first Swiss client who actually, I don't know, her, who happened to be, well, yeah, you can read in the memoir.
Okay.
Yeah, she's definitely well known. It's great to be able to see her success so far on Facebook and in the work that she does.
Yeah.
But really, the takeaway about that was I realized that that I'd broken through, and a number of things, both personally and also I got over like fears, not necessarily my own fears, but the fears of my father.
I see.
To be able to really go beyond that about, well, what would it, this fear of, oh gosh, like if, Matthias is kind of goes on a, crazy, trip or something and, ends up without any resources or so on and so forth. But, the bottom line is that I in that moment, I had the incredible deep knowing in my bones that we have what we truly need in every moment to take the next step, to be able to, to support ourselves, to have an abundant life, and to make our visions and dreams a reality.
So true. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. And that can be sometimes really difficult, especially. We've all experienced times where the universe gives us things that we don't necessarily want, but the universe gives us really what we need. And so really having that discernment to say, okay, well, just pause with whatever's happening. If there's a breakdown of any kind, whether it's, among people or even, with your, your child or children, and surely say, okay, what is this? What's this reflecting back to me? What is the universe trying to tell me? And how can I navigate this in a way that is calm, is clear, and centered, and find the deeper meaning? And as we do this, each of us do this and go through this process, as we all have invariably in our lives, then, then we're going to get to the gold. We're going to go through the breakdown and get to the breakthrough.
Yes.
So I think that's a really an important piece of really looking and listening and being able to listen from a clean space. Yeah, and to really recognize the gift in every moment.
Yes, absolutely. And sharing, and the parents being able to share that with their kids, even their adult kids, right? Like you were talking about how your dad was concerned about you, but then you knew and you trusted in your own self that no matter where you put yourself, travel-wise or experience-wise, where you put yourself is you know that you walk in true abundance every single moment of every day, knowing that all your needs are really cared for. That really takes a lot of heartfelt courage, right? And a sense of deep level of knowing that you are supported.
I would say it does, and it's a process. I'm learning and growing every day. Most definitely.
Yes.
And certainly living within this context and sharing this message is like, it's like, leading with confident vulnerability again. Oh, man. Okay, let's do this.
Exactly.
So just unpeeling the layers and the onion. And it's wild to having gone from that place on the beach, to, for example, last year on this is not my main focus exactly, but being able to, connect projects with deals and with funding. I brought in $21 million worth of deals to be funded with a partner that I was working with last year. So it is wild to see what happens, when someone has that alignment and also integrity. Absolutely. And again, step by step.
Absolutely.
So I'd love to. So I in order to be of best service to you, and I'd love to hear perhaps some of the top challenges that you hear from the parents that you work with, Ashley, in terms of supporting their conscious kids. And perhaps with that, then we can apply some of these principles of leading with confident vulnerability to
absolutely. Thank you.
To gain and shed some light on that. Yeah, how does that sound?
Absolutely. It sounds wonderful. Thank you for sharing and asking that. I do. I mean, I think a lot of children are coming into the world with high sensory perceptions. That is, they can hear beyond the normal human hearing range. I have some adults and some children, they talk about how they can hear gamma waves, and that's where they can hear the sun crackle in their ear. But I point out, actually, gamma waves are high frequency, lots of frequency, lots of energy coming in to their experience. And I think that it's more universal wisdom. It's more higher wisdom. It's higher understanding. And really bringing that in to the brain and nervous system and the body to extrapolate and to gather that information. But most people are still really upset that the sun's crackling in their ear. So helping them come to an understanding that they can sit, meditate, go to peace, do yoga, walk on the beach, play with toys, whatever it is that helps them get centered and peaceful so that they're able to take in this information, knowledge, and understanding so that they do come through, that it activates something inside of them, in their heart, in their solar plexus, in their brain, in their awareness. It helps them come forward and be who they really are meant to be, or what we talk about, our soul purpose. But they come in, some can see the energies of life, some can, and with you, a really specific question is, many of the kids come in with many sensory, more than two or three sensory situations. They can see, they can hear, they can feel, they can sense people's emotions or thoughts. And then together, collectively, those sensory information comes in as what we would call, I think in the olden terms, clairsentience. But it would be that a strong sense of knowing. And many of the kids come in with a strong sense of knowing, but they don't know how to express. I've got toddlers, I've got middle-aged kids, I've got many 12-year-olds and many 15 and 17-year-olds. So preteen, teen, and young adults coming in with a strong sense of knowledge. and really being in discordance with the world about it. That is, many of them come in and say, I can't stand it. I'm really angry at the world. And I said, it's really, what are you angry at? And they said, I can't stand it when people think and feel a certain way, but yet they say and behave another way. So that is, there's discrepancies between the way they think and feel and the way they're behaving, right? That's that authentic vulnerability, you know, or authentic self. And we as a society haven't really learned how to be authentic. Although I have to just share with you, I just saw on TV a Tide commercial where a lady brought a pie to and I don't know what it has to do with laundry detergent, but in the meantime, a lady brought a pie and she brought it to the front door. This is on a real commercial in America just a couple of days ago. And she brings forward the pie and the lady, the neighbor, opens up the door and says, oh, and the lady with the pie says, well, welcome to the neighborhood. And she says, well, thank you. Did you bring the pie so that you could really see who I am and see what I'm about and see if I'm a good fit for the neighborhood? And she said, yeah, actually, I did bring you that pie for that reason. And then she said, did you bring the pie to come inside and snoop around and see what we're about and how we live? And she said, yeah, actually, I did. Here's your pie. And the lady said, well, welcome. Come on in. I'm really glad that we can talk openly and authentically about the way we really, truly think and feel. And it was actually said on the commercial. You saw it too? Our producer saw it too.
No, I didn't.
I want to pull it up. Somebody said every commercial is on YouTube, so I want to pull it off of YouTube. But I think it's fabulous that it's actually in American marketing right now. Our sense of we're starting to illustrate and show people, even children. Look, my producer's going to find it. That's awesome. And so,
post in the comments.
I know. But what's wonderful is that in these commercials, even maybe on a conscious or an unconscious or subliminal way, to support that it's okay to be authentic, even if we sound super silly and kind of pushy or overwhelming to each other. But it was really neat because these two ladies were actually okay with it all and said, sure, come on in. I'm authentic. You can see my house. You can see what I'm about. And I'd love to try your apple pie. So it was just fascinating that actually is coming forward. So I think what we're talking about is not really all that foreign. It's foreign in our languaging still just yet. And I think it's many people that can bring that forward and support each other with being authentic, even if what we have to say sounds really silly or not okay or snoopy or pushy or anything like that. I think she found the YouTube video. So we'll show it afterwards. I'll put it up on Center for Conscious Kids. I think it's funny. But exactly that. And thank you, because I would love some guidance and understanding about really how to support those strong sense of knowing kids and their discordances with the world around them, and how do they step into their authentic leadership and really bring that forward. Because I explained to one of the 15-year-old boys that I had in my practice, and he was really angry and he was really upset and he wanted to kind of disengage and disassociate and move away from everybody. But in fact, what I said, if we help heal your anger about that, what can happen is that when we heal that anger about what you're having, then you can start to support others through your leadership skills. The mere fact that you recognize that discordance in your community, with your friends, with your family, with whoever you're working with, when you understand that and you have compassion for them that they're not trying to do it, then you come into your leadership role to support others in becoming authentic, where that discordance lets go, and then they can really be their true authentic selves. But I have a feeling that you teach in a way, and you teach in a structure and a curriculum that, and coach in that way, that supports people in understanding that that can be done in a way that doesn't hurt or isn't painful. Right? And can be fun and exciting to really open this pathway so that we don't feel socially disgraced or socially inappropriate or socially not okay to be our mm-hmm. authentic selves and talk about these things.
Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you for that question. And so what I would like to share now is actually a message to the kids and to you, if you are watching this, and you identify with what Ashley was speaking and sharing about, and you are wondering, like, WTF, like what's going on this planet?
Right.
So, you know, you may have watched this interview up until now, or your parents maybe have just shown you this little bit if they feel inspired to. And also, one of the things is, first of all, why should you listen to me? Because I may not have the exact abilities that you have. However, between age 33 and 36, I basically got downloaded after I started my journey of reading the Akashic Records, which is an energetic database of everything that's ever happened. You know, I downloaded 50 to 100 times the amount of information in those 3 years than I did for my first 30 years. So that's one piece. Why? Who is this guy, and why should you care? Right? I mean, I can also tune into your record in the Akashic Records if that's something you're interested in, or your parents are. Let me know. But even beyond that, and here's the thing is that if you're feeling that way, you're feeling like you've got this strong sense of knowing, and you've got all these perceptions, and the world is just not authentic. One of the big things that's come to mind is that have patience and really understand or have the perspective is that most people that are in your experience who are doing these types of behaviors, it's because of a system and an environment that has been around on this planet for thousands of years, even tens of thousands of years. Systems of control and, you know, manipulation in different ways that are so subconscious. And many of us just are now starting to wake up. And so you are holding these new codes. You are here for a particular purpose, whether you recognize it or not, or have an inkling of it or not.
Exactly.
to be that change you want to see in the world. And so, first of all, it's just to have patience with everybody else. And, you know, try not to make them wrong. Try not to make other people wrong. And then also, stay true to yourself. And another piece that comes to mind is pick your battles.
Yep.
Right. So sometimes it just is easier and worth the effort to like nod your head and to say something to an authority figure or something, and to conserve your energy.
Yeah.
Than it is to try and like, you know, try
beat
and
down
try
the
and
walls.
Yeah, beat down the walls or yeah. Like fight every like lie or incongruousness or anything that is, you know, not in alignment with truth.
Yes.
There's plenty of that out there, and just have confidence first of all in you and yourself in your ability. Don't doubt your ability,
right?
For, you know, and at the same time, recognize to pick your battles. To have patience, and then also recognize when are those times to actually listen to those who have come before, whether it's myself, whether it's Ashley, whether it's your parents, who they may not have exactly the same abilities as you do, but they have a lot of experience on this earth plane that can be of help and can be of use to you. Depending upon the situation.
Absolutely. Well said. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I would suffice it to, and also to say is that there's this idea that shared from my mentor and others that the listening hosts the speaking. And so I want to recognize and acknowledge you who are either listening or watching me live or either pre-recorded, replayable, to say that your listening of me is bringing out what I'm here to say and share, because I wouldn't necessarily say and share these things unless that was so.
Yes. Nicely put. It's true. It's true. Those who are listening spur us on to speak and come forward and be authentic in the moment. So tell us, you have something special coming up this weekend. What's that about?
Yeah, so it is actually a workshop around leading with confident vulnerability.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm just offering it for a small group. Actually, just a couple of days ago, I decided to have it and to offer it.
Wow.
And so there's a limited spots if anyone wants to come and share and be a part of that. It's going to be at 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, this Saturday, which 3 p.m. GMT, my time, okay, which is 7 a.m. Pacific Coast time.
Okay.
And it's a really an opportunity to, to help, where we get a little bit more in depth into, what I have said and shared and how to be able to utilize these principles in your everyday life. And depending on who we have, either live and also, for example, if you'd like to dial in and connect via, I think we'll use Skype. Then, I'd be happy to be of service and support to you in the perhaps some of the larger contexts that we've dipped into and delved into during this call.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, so it's a live with you, like a video conference, and they learn while you're in Casablanca and everyone else is everywhere else in the world, including California.
Yeah, either everywhere else, and then also I will have, a small group that is, that's here in Casablanca as well.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And then how long is that workshop for?
That will be 2 hours.
Okay. Awesome. Beautiful. So if you will put that link at the bottom of our share here on Facebook, we'll share that with other people, and then that's how they can sign up and join your leader. What's it called? What's the name of the workshop?
Essentially, simply, it's how to lead with confident vulnerability.
Leading with confident vulnerability. Awesome.
Yeah, and also, through that, I want to be as much service and support as and value. So I'm just offering that, at the moment for like an investment of $47. And also depending upon who you are and what you're, where you're at in your life, I'd be happy to add, additional value, in the form of other, things to say and share, beyond those 2 hours, depending upon, where you're at.
That sounds great. You have a multitude of coaching and mentoring platforms. Who do you normally see and help in these ways to support their growth? What do you, in your coaching, who are your typical clients to let people know who you see?
Yeah, well, it's a great, in brief, I would say, those individuals who are clear that they're here to really shake things up. and to really bring the change and be the change that they want to see in the world. And so I've worked with people from all ages. I've supported entrepreneurs here in Morocco, emerging entrepreneurs, and coached emerging entrepreneurs. Actually, one individual I'm really grateful for. She has just taken off. She's actually from Morocco here, she's only 17, and she has she's now in Washington D.C. on a exchange program having to do with technology.
Wow!
And it's really amazing. So, a variety of different individuals, and in a variety of different ways too, depending upon who they are and what they're wanting and needing, whether that is more on a on a business standpoint, or if that's more on a kind of a soul, spiritual standpoint. So I'd be happy to support and have an inquiry to see, if that could be a fit.
Well, fabulous. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I've really enjoyed you here today and sharing with us about confident vulnerability. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with the people listening today or hearing this podcast?
So what's coming to mind is that you're likely experiencing this in your own life and seeing it on many different levels, geopolitically, and weather and with climate change. There is a lot of change. There's a lot of flux. There's a lot of uncertainty happening. And so beyond everything, I would just say that to really recognize and be okay and be at peace with that fact. It's real. You're not making it up in your head.
Right.
And there are influences that multiple different kinds of influences. I mean, whether it's gamma radiation coming from the sun, you might be able to hear, or other things that many people are influenced by a lot of different things, whether it's, politically, socially, culturally,
environmentally,
astrocartographic, environmentally, and that they're not at the same time. It's like they may or may not be as conscious about what's actually happening. More than anything, I would just say, allow, if you feel like you need time to rest and reset and rejuvenate, have it be okay to give yourself that time and give yourself that space. To attend to the things that need to get attended to, and recognize that each of us are a part of a larger whole of something that's happening. I mean, we're all together, stuck to a mud ball that's hurtling millions of miles an hour through space.
I think it was 70,000 miles a second. We're traveling through space chasing the sun in our little spaceship called Earth. I think that's what the physicists said lately. 70,000 miles a second. I mean, that's hard to even fathom how fast that is.
It really is. I mean, and so, life is an amazing miracle. And so just, to have patience with yourself, patience with your kids, patience with your with the world, and just continue to be the change that you want to see in the world, and take things step by step, moment by moment, and trust that you have what you need in every moment to help make your visions and dreams a reality.
Wow, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you, Matthias, for joining us today, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future, and people can look you up here on Facebook and other social media and on your website. What is your website where people can reach you?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's just Matthias, MATHIAS.CO. That's Matthias, MATHIAS.CO.
Perfect. Okay. Well, that way they can find you for that leading with confident vulnerability. What a beautiful statement. And I sure am here in Southern California to share that voice that you have projected forward into the world. And I look forward to seeing you again and having more and more people meet you and understand the beautiful words and the beautiful light you bring forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley, and likewise.
Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. For more information on how to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families, visit our website at www.centerforconscious.com. That's www.centerforconscious.com. Join us again next week as we get a little bit more conscious and a little bit more centered, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.